much about.
Now, I have to warn you, some of this footage that you're about to see is clearly inappropriate for young viewers. Please ask your children to leave the room. And I'm serious. You really don't want your kids watching this. And it's not going to be fun for you to see it.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Speaking of guitar, you know, you had, you know, one of your biggest hits that we play on K-Rock, the name escapes me. What's it like? Sorry. What it's like.
It's got to be Omar, right? I mean, that guy's unbelievable, right?
Omar Khan hasn't given you one straight answer. I'm turning him over to the CIA, and they'll do what it takes to get him to talk.
And now.
That guy. What do you need him for?
Our feature presentation.
That's a good point. What do we need him for?
I don't know. I'm worried now.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Monday morning. It's Monday morning. All right.
It is.
I didn't have anything
that's
after that.
That's about it.
I didn't have anything after that. Sorry.
4th of June.
Hey, Lisa.
Hi, Bean.
How are they?
They're good.
Good.
Relatives, or what? I don't understand what we're talking about.
Oh. My little dark passengers.
Oh. First of all, I don't need to see any more photos of Beer Mug eating. First of all. I may have to stop following you on Twitter, Beer Mug, if you continue to tweet every piece of food in the world.
All weekend, did you do that?
It was so exciting.
I don't think there's a better use, though, of the internet than photos of food you're eating.
Yeah. And by the way, I made a comment about one of your photos this weekend, Miriam. I don't know if you saw it. I'm a lot older than you are. I've never found myself in a situation where I'm sitting around my house eating with no shirt on. What kind of a redneck world are you living in?
You don't know how to live then, Bean.
That's right. That's his MO. That's what he does 24/7.
How about you, Kevin? You ever sit around your house with no shirt on, eating food?
No.
I cannot picture that.
Ever?
No. Well, I mean, maybe when I was a kid, because I grew up in Phoenix and it was always 115. Mm-hmm. But
yeah, if you're a kid, you're running in and out of the house, you're playing, you come in for a snack, sure. And I totally get it if you're at the beach. I totally get it if you're at outside cooking out or whatever. I totally get that. Sitting around inside your house eating with no shirt on. There's just something about that that screams Billy Ray Cyrus to me.
Those 3 years that I was with Thunder Down Under.
You practically never had a shirt on back then.
Yeah, because why would you do that?
All right, real quick. This is a great update, I think, to the conversation you just heard where we were talking to our callers about their zombie escape plan. And I don't think the Kevin and Bean listeners take anything as seriously as they take their zombie escape plan.
That's true.
The emails, we may have to revisit the topic because so many suggestions from people on things we didn't even think about in that conversation that we had about what to do when the zombies come. But here's what you really should have done. You should have been one of the people who bought the safest apartment in the world. The structure in Concordia, Kansas used to be an Atlas F missile base. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers built missile silos in the 1960s. Well, one of them, the one in Concordia, Kansas, has now been converted into condos. Now, they have concrete walls in the facility between 3 and 9 feet thick. They have the air supply to the entire facility is filtered by nuclear, biological, and chemical filters.
Wow.
Physical intakes are protected by what are known as blast valves. So in the event of even, forget the zombies, if there's some sort of a nuclear attack or explosion, you don't have to worry about your air because your air is being filtered. The facility has a three-source, a primary plus two backups water supply, and a reservoir system that uses a sophisticated private purification system that ensures the water is safe. If you buy a condo there, you are required to take training so that you are prepared to protect yourself and others.
Wow.
That's part of it. The facility has military-grade security system that includes visible spectrum cameras, infrared cameras, proximity sensors, microphones, trip sensors, passive detectors, as well as confidential defensive systems, both automated and manually operated. They have their own cache of guns on site. They have a minor and medical surgery center, an indoor pool with a waterfall, a workout room, home theater, classroom, library, pub, game room, bulk storage, walk-in freezer, elevator, security and communication control center, spare parts, machine shop, high-speed fiber optic network, both online and offline internet and computer communications. In other words, they're their own server, for instance.
Oh, I see.
In the buildings. You have to worry about if your cable company goes down, you won't get TV or internet. You got it all right there. How crazy is this?
Sounds like a jail to me.
Is the one thing they don't have Windows?
They do have windows. They not only have windows, but they have windows that are sophisticated that you can project any other kind of image that you want if you don't want to, you know.
Stop it.
What?
Yes.
Come on.
Yes. In other words, you can use them as TVs. You can use them, you know, to you can choose whatever you want, like a wallpaper on your computer. Yeah, because there's no windows to the outside,
what?
Of course. Yeah.
Oh, so
how
there
crazy
are no windows.
Is that?
So there's no sunlight that ever comes in.
That's right.
But you can make pretend sun.
Yeah, well, exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
But if
and you
if
can step outside if you want.
If there's a zombie apocalypse, I don't think you're worried about windows, though.
Well, no,
you're not,
not
worried
at that
about
point.
The view.
Right.
And you got all those cameras that you can look outside, too.
Right.
It's not like you can't see outside. There is a way outside. So this sounds like they've thought of everything. I mean, this is pretty much – this is a city within itself, right?
You're saying they're condos now? Like just
yes.
regular everyday condos?
Yes, they are condos. And the building is completely sold out as well, by the way.
Do you know what they cost?
Yes. $1 to $2 million.
Wow.
Which that's pretty reasonable. I mean,
it does for all of that?
For all of that. I mean, they have enough food in there for 5 years, by the way, for 70 people for 5 years in the building.
You better like your neighbors.
For 5 years.
Yes.
Wow.
That condo board's got to be.
But what
tough.
If a zombie gets in somehow? then you can't get out.
Well, now that's the point I hadn't thought of. You mean if they rent to a zombie
yeah.
or sell to a zombie?
They don't know. They didn't do a proper background check.
That would be a hilarious end to this story if that's how the whole thing fell apart. As a zombie got in and just ate everybody.
Yes, it was.
Why is this not? Maybe not this exact same thing, but why with as much as people worry about. The end of the world, especially this year. Why isn't somebody building condos like this all over the place? It seems like this is a moneymaker. If you can sell $2 million condos in Concordia, Kansas, imagine how many you could sell if you built something like this in Southern California.
Yeah, but I'm guessing the crazies are the ones that come out for that kind of thing. Crazies with money.
Yeah, but,
right.
I mean,
and that's
but there
a limit.
Are people worried, but that's like crazy paranoid.
Right, crazy paranoid. I don't know how many crazy paranoid with money there are.
With
but,
money.
But
yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I think if something like this were available for sale in Southern California, I think a lot of those doomsday prepper people, man, they'd be buying.
Well, those people for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, there you go. That's something to think about.
All right.
I'll put it in my bid.
You should.
Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
My ass.
That's it.
I don't think that's part of it, but we have Ken Marino in studio.
Yes.
Oh, so funny.
He is one of the funniest people. I love him so much. He's got this Yahoo series called Burning Love, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow they mock dating shows, which is almost hard to mock because they're so ridiculous. But
it's The Bachelor is what it is.
Yes.
It is. They're doing what Ralph did all those years ago with his show, with his dating show.
Right. We also have Morgan Webb, who was from... What happened to your bell? It's all dunked up. There you go.
Morgan Webb. Better. That's how much I love her.
That's better. Previewing E3, which a lot of people are very excited about. She's the new X-Play host.
Mm-hmm.
We have Dax Holt from TMZ. I think Harvey is off today. We have the final weigh-in for Beer Mug. If you missed it, we have some highlights for you early, which was Friday. And I'll just leave it at that. If you didn't hear it, you're going to want to.
Okay.
We have Sean Connery.
We do.
As usual, he's agreed to talk to us, but
excellent.
We're worried about his language, but we'll do the best we can. And from the Los Angeles Kings, we have Luke Robitaille.
Yay!
Because this happened on Saturday night.
Brought back on by Carter. Step by Green. Here's Carter throwing one on a sliding play across. And Brodeur saw it skitter by. Taken to the outside by Carter. Shoots. He scores! Jeff Carter has ended the game. A second successive overtime.
Like, I don't know, 16 minutes into overtime.
Wow. They're going to have to work for this.
It's unbelievable.
I do enjoy in that clip, by the way, how the crowd is cheering, and then slowly the cheers turn to boos. As they realize what's just happened.
Yeah, that's rough. It's rough. Sudden death is rough in any sport. Doesn't matter what it is. If you have sudden death and your home team doesn't win, you're all excited 1 second, and literally the next second, your heart is broken.
Yeah.
But they're New Jersey, so good. Right? Who's with me? That's coming up today on the Kevin and Bean Show. We'll take a break. We will come back with the Ralph Showbiz Beat. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show, and it is 5:52.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Oh, what a way to start.
Yeah. Wow, welcome to Monday, Ralph.
You're welcome to Monday. Welcome yourself to Monday.
I'm having trouble following this conversation
welcome
already.
To Monday, me.
Yeah. Why, you're happy now.
What's this? What happened?
Killed two of my favorite performers.
What did I have to do with it?
You being you. Just your existence kills people.
Hey, I'm sad too, by the way. You're with you on both of these.
You're not.
What are you talking about?
We've lost two legends in the entertainment industry, Kevin.
Who?
So why don't you just pipe down and show some respect?
I would like to.
Kevin doesn't know about anything unless it's happening on ice at this point.
That's correct.
Richard Dawson passed away over the weekend.
That's not an appropriate reaction, Kevin.
He's got nothing. Dawson. He's got a blank look in his face. He's looking around. Hogan's he's shaking
Heroes.
His head.
I've got
Family
nothing.
Feud.
And Hogan's Dawson. Heroes, if you go back far enough.
I said TV's Hogan's Heroes before I said Family Feud. Lisa,
sorry.
Pay attention.
Didn't hear that.
Yes, he was Newkirk on Hogan's Heroes, the British member of Hogan's gang of cronies that was kept by the Nazis in that.
I don't know who any of those people are.
And then, of course, for many years, he was the host of the legendary TV game show Family Feud. Probably best known for kissing all the female contestants. And for also saying, "Survey says!"
Any of this Ding! Ringing a bell with you at all,
and then,
Kevin?
And then they would flip it around. You would show you what the scores are.
When Ralph was describing the game, yes, but
Kevin. He's Richard Dawson.
Right,
Richard
and that's Dawson. My point.
He's Richard Dawson.
That's
but
my
that's
point.
My point.
No, but that's my point.
Dawson. No, so but our point is sad. He's Richard Dawson.
Right.
Super sad to lose
it's
him.
It's not super sad.
It is. It is super sad.
It is for his family. The rest of us are fine.
He's one of the good ones.
His name was Colin M., his birth name. He changed it to Richard Dawson. 79 years old, passed away from esophageal cancer, apparently. Sad news, and more sad news. Catherine Justin.
No!
You may remember her as Mrs. Lanningham on The West Wing.
Oh, I do remember
secretary
her.
Secretary on that show.
I liked her.
She also had a long-running role on Desperate Housewives. She passed away over the weekend after a long battle with lung cancer. She was 72 years old. She didn't start acting until she was 42.
That's unbelievable.
She was a housewife in Chicago, always wanted to be an actress, never pursued that dream. And she decided to get involved with her hometown theater group in Lake Forest, Illinois there at 42 after being a mom and housewife. And her career just blew up.
Yep.
Started working steady as a character actress and then landed on The West Wing and then Desperate Housewives till the end of that series.
I think she died on both of those shows, too, on The West Wing and on Desperate Housewives.
She did.
Kind of sad.
Not really.
Wait a minute. That part of it isn't sad.
No,
it's just
fictional
TV.
Death is not sad at all, really.
I'm saying it's not sad. Yes.
I'm saying she had no practice dying because it was just TV.
It was just fake.
This is the most shocking news of the weekend, even with both of those horrible, horrible passings. Hugh Hefner is back with his ex-fiancée, Crystal Harris.
What?
Yes.
What?
They're back together again.
Really?
He tweeted over the weekend.
Someone tweeted for him over the weekend.
He tweets that she was miserable without him.
Because her career didn't take off?
Maybe so, yeah. So he told his secretary, Mary O'Connor, about the predicament and then wrote a love letter to Hef, and the rest is history. They're back together again. And this is after the woman ditched him at the altar, basically.
Yeah.
Bitch got no class, and Hef's got no shortage of bitches.
Right.
So why is he going back to this bitch with no class?
It's a great question.
Oh, Hef.
Well, when you're at the mansion this weekend, you got to ask him about it.
I will. I'll have to check in with him. Porn star Kim Kardashian's in the news. According to sources, she is desperate to impress Kanye West that she is more than just a bimbo with a big ass. So friends say she has been reading the entire works of Friedrich Nietzsche. Maybe they meant she's trying to read the entire name of Friedrich Nietzsche.
Yeah.
You know, trying to sound that out. Desperate to impress Kanye, she's been reading the 19th century philosopher.
That's
and
funny.
She wants to show that she's deep. I've seen her take it deep. No, sir. You know what I said?
I'm not sure. No.
Hello?
I'm not sure.
Hello? Survey says? Ozzy and Sharon Osbourne having troubles with Uncle Sam. They just paid off an unpaid tax bill from 2008 for over $700,000. However, they still have to pony up for years 2007 and 2009. Combined, over $1 million in back taxes owed there. Here's the thing. Pay your taxes, foreigners. Get out of our country. You think Ozzy was in charge of the checkbook with that family?
Sure.
Maybe that's why the taxes didn't get paid?
Nothing would have got paid if that was the case.
And the other shoe is finally dropped. Nanya Sulman announced that she will be performing at Tease Lounge, a strip club in Florida.
Oh, no.
Coming in July, West Palm Beach, Florida, to be exact. So all of our listeners down there on our affiliate, K-Palm.
We don't
down
have
there in Palm Beach,
down
you can
there.
Listen to
don't
us down there.
That.
Nope.
July 11th through the 15th, she'll be stripping at Tease Lounge. So if you want to check that out, you are a sick F.
Yeah, this is getting sad now.
She said, however, she won't be giving lap dances. So,
what's the point?
That's where she draws the line.
What's the point of seeing Octomom if she's not giving the lap dances?
Go see her 2 weeks later. She will be giving lap dances.
Oh, how dare you.
No way. No way. Get real.
She's going to do the porn at some point, right, Ralph?
Of course.
No way. She's hurtling toward it.
Yeah, she did the solo thing. Yeah. Bean's talking about full on.
Did she even do that? I didn't even know that
had been recorded yet. Yeah.
I said, I heard she was going to, but
It's well in the can.
Okay.
And that's her next movie, too, by the way. And Kristen Wiig, of course, famously now she was leaving Saturday Night Live at the end of the season. This weekend, it's been announced that Andy Samberg also will not be returning to Saturday Night Live.
So that's a shame.
The two funny people from Saturday Night Live will not be going back.
Isn't this the way it always works?
It is. Because
the funny
people
abandon ship.
They move on to other work.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, Kristen Wiig was there for 7 years. I mean, I think she gave it a pretty good run. Now we're waiting to hear whether it's true that Jason Sudeikis isn't coming back or not. That was the other one that was speculated about at the end of the season.
Yeah. We're all on pins and needles. Except for Richard Dawson. Today's celebrity birthday is Bar Raphael. You may remember her
from
her work
in
My Dreams. She's 27 years old today. Angelina Jolie celebrates her 37th birthday. As does Russell Brand. We got a new bell for being and a little sick. Russell Brand's 37 years old today. Stephen Lessard from the Dave Matthews Band celebrates his 38th birthday. Noah Wiley from the excellent series over there on TNT called Falling Skies. He is 41 years old. While we're talking about Saturday Night Live, Horatio Sanz, comedian, was on that show for a while. He's 43. Scott Wolf from Party of Five and V, 44 years old. Singer Al B. Shore is 44 years old. And singer El DeBarge. It's DeBarge Day, boys and girls.
There's no such thing as DeBarge Day.
Buckle up. It's DeBarge Day. You know all the sadness that Richard Dawson's death caused you? Well, now all the joy of El DeBarge can be yours as we celebrate his birthday. Oh, to the beat of the rhythm of the night. Dance until the morning light. Forget about the words on your mind. You can leave them all behind. He is 51 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
The Ataris on the way, also the band Group Love, Red Hot Chili Peppers, and because tonight's another Stanley Cup final game, This Is L.A. by the Briggs, coming up in just a few minutes here on the Kevin and Bean Show, the world-famous K-Rock.
Let's talk Piranha 3DD, shall we?
Yes, let's!
For some reason, they only released it on 86 movie screens. They also made it available on video on demand, which I think is how you saw it, Bean.
Yes, absolutely. I love this video on demand for new releases. Are you kidding me? It's the best.
But it didn't really make much money.
Well, not on 83 screens.
No,
it didn't have a chance.
Didn't really make much at all. So
even on the screens it was on, Lisa, people were not exactly lining up to see it. It made less than $2,000 a screen.
Oh. Ouch.
Yeah. But here's all I'm saying. Is David Hasselhoff was in the movie. And that's all I needed to know. Is David Hasselhoff back in the Baywatch outfit running around with his big, saggy 65-year-old man boobs? That's all I needed to see. Playing a lifeguard who's hired to work a grand opening of a water park. Our friend Dave Koechner, who was just in here last week, of course, is the owner of that park. And it's got a lot of boobs. It's got a lot of piranhas and a lot of places where you don't want piranhas. And I believe we have The Hoff joining us on the phone right now. Hi, David Hasselhoff.
The Hoff's in the hottest movie in America.
Well, it's not exactly the hottest movie in America.
It is hot. Hoff loves to rock.
Right. You're in Snow White and the Huntsman? Is that what you're talking about?
No, Piranha 3DD.
Oh, yeah. Well, I knew you were in that one, but I didn't think that's...
Stars in the hottest movie in America.
It's not necessarily the hottest movie in America.
Well, a lot of tickets they sold for Hoff Off.
Oh, man.
And then people eating their popcorn and drinking their colas watching the Hoff.
Right.
Because the Hoff is hot.
Right. But didn't you kind of sense, and I don't mean this at all in an insulting way, but I mean they cast you and Gary Busey in the movie. It's almost like freak show casting, really, isn't it, a little bit?
Or superstar casting.
Right, one or the other.
Yeah, that's how I feel. Because after all, I was Nick Fury.
Well, you weren't Nick Fury.
I was Nick Fury of the Avengers.
Right, in
Nick
a TV
Fury,
movie.
Numero
right, exactly.
Uno. Right. Nick Furioso.
That was that wasn't you in the movie. That wasn't you.
Nick Fury.
Right. But everybody everybody knows Nick Fury as Samuel L. Jackson, not
to
as
be furious.
Right. Yeah. Yes, that is true. So, was this the only paycheck you could get? Is this like literally the only acting job you've been offered in the last year or so?
I'm turning the offers away left and right.
Are you?
Yeah, because The Hoff is wildly popular around the world, especially with carnivorous fish.
Right.
Do you ever not refer to yourself in the third person as The Hoff?
David, hurry. We have to go. The fish are eating people.
Wait, who's that?
That was Christopher Lloyd.
Is he there?
We're now roommates.
What? You and Christopher Lloyd are living together?
We're falling on hard times that we share a one-room apartment in Van Nuys.
Oh, that room.
Actually, kind of said, I was kind of surprised he came back to do the sequel, to tell you
Chris,
the truth.
Chris needs the work.
What happens when he brings home women? Do you have to leave?
Chris doesn't bring home
women. Oh, I see.
But he does bring home booze.
that's why
we're roommates.
Oh, I see. I guess.
I've got a six-pack for you, Dave.
Oh, no.
Well, thank you, Chris.
No.
Yeah,
no.
Now, you shouldn't be drinking this early in the morning, though, anyway, Hoff. Oh, please put that away. That's not...
Oh,
the Hoff's best friend.
Right. Yes. Yes.
Hey, don't poke that off of yourself.
Six-pack's got to last all day.
Hoff, there's no way that's going to last to the end of this phone call. I know you.
That is sweet, sweet, sweet.
Yeah. Well, you shouldn't really be drinking for breakfast anyway.
You need carbs for breakfast.
Not from beer.
Beer has carbs.
Right, but it also
this
has...
is a mess.
Aww. It is a little bit of a mess,
this is a mess.
That's what I just said. This is a mess.
Does Christopher Lloyd drink, too, or is it just you?
Oh, I drink.
Oh, okay.
I drink plenty, trust me.
Okay.
Oh, does he drink?
Oh.
Oh, he's like Doc Brown in his shorts when he drinks. Doc Brown.
Right. From Back to the Future movies.
Yeah, big
reference.
Strips Fantastico.
Right.
This is a mess. Oh,
okay, but this isn't going to... You're not going to help your career by drinking like this, though.
Oh, Corona 3 Double D.
Right.
Oh,
not a big
hit. This is a mess.
Not a big
average homeboy.
Homeboy, right. Exactly.
Average homeboy.
Right, Christopher, what's happening? Is he okay, Mr. Lloyd?
Christopher, can you understand what he's saying?
He wishes to go back to the future when he was still on Baywatch.
I see. Okay.
Okay. We should probably leave it right there, I guess.
All right, I'll see you.
Okay. Ralph Garman, how was your weekend, by the way?
Oh, what a weekend.
Fun? What'd you do?
Stuff.
Nothing.
Friday night, I did a little bit on Kevin Smith's new series on Hulu, on Hulu.com. He's got a new show called Spoilers.
That looks good.
Where once a week he will take a group of people to the movies and then talk about the film. This week it's Snow White and the Huntsman.
But he doesn't talk during the film, does he?
No, they all go see the movie.
All right.
And then they go back to the studio and then they film this TV show, which is like a talk show where he talks to the studio audience about the film. And then he brings out guests. This week's guest is Carrie Fisher. They talk Star Wars and stuff. It's a great interview. And then they show cartoons and other things from Kevin's universe. And so I did a little segment on that show we did on Friday night, which was fun. And then the rest of the weekend, pretty much I spent with the family, raising my child.
Nice. They're up in the game with networks, if you let me call it that, like Hulu, where they're starting to bring in big stars with interesting projects, things that are good enough to be on TV, but they're just choosing to go a different route, which I think is fascinating.
Original programming and a lot of those streaming channels now. So.
Like with Ken Marino with his project that's coming up later on today. Every bit as good as anything you see on TV, just happens to not be.
Yeah.
So, good times. Well, it's Monday now here on the Kevin Beach Show. Ralph joins us this time every hour for a look at the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
By the way, if you want to go see that Hulu thing, it's up now over there. Just debuted it. About a half an hour ago, just went up online. So if you want to check out Hulu.com, you can see Kevin Smith's new show, Spoilers. I recommend it. Speaking of movies, this weekend, Snow White and the Huntsman, easily the number one movie of the weekend, made $52.3 million.
Wow.
This week. Who is going to see Kristen Stewart?
No one.
It must be the Twitards. They must just go and support her in whatever she does.
Or people who love Charlize Theron. Maybe those people are going.
Yeah, or maybe people who love Thor. Maybe they're going to see him.
Could be.
Maybe it's that Snow White fan base. Maybe they're going to check out the movie they didn't go see with Mirror Mirror. So, big weekend for Snow White.
So, Charlize is going to have the number one and number two movie in America next week, right? Because she's got Prometheus coming out next week.
That's right.
Oh, wow. Yep.
Men in Black 3 was number 2 at the box office this weekend, $29.3 million. Why can't we get to Charlize Theron back on this show, by the way?
I don't know.
She used to be our friend. She used to be on all the time. And then Bean did something and it pissed her off. And then
I think
she
was creepy.
She won't come back.
Mm. I was going to suggest it was perhaps you who did something since you're the one who was always up in her face.
Yeah, but she always liked me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You can do it without being creepy.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry. We can do it without being creepy.
The Avengers was 3rd at the box office. Battleship and The Dictator rounding out the top 5. Then Best Exotic Marigold Hotel. What to expect when you're expecting Dark Shadows, Chernobyl Diaries, and For Greater Glory. This sounds like someone just made up movie titles. This is the bottom half of that top 10 list right there. While we're talking about movies, 2012 MTV Movie Awards were last night. Johnny Depp joined the Black Keys on stage with his guitar. I don't know if you guys saw that or not. And performed Gold on the Ceiling after winning the Generation Award. That was the highlight of that program.
One of the highlights?
It was the highlight
of
that program. Russell Brand was the host.
He yelled a lot.
Here's the breakdown of who won what. A movie of the year. The Twilight Saga, Breaking Dawn, Part 1. What a surprise.
What a surprise.
That the MTV audience would choose Twilight as their favorite film of the year. Best male performance, Josh Hutcherson for The Hunger Games. Jennifer Lawrence won for best female performance. And on so on and so on and so on and so on. You total BS.
I just know. I tuned in at the beginning of it. And the movies nominated were things like Bridesmaids and The Descendants, which are fine movies, but don't they seem like they were two award seasons ago?
Yeah, I never understand the cutoff date for the MTV Awards. It just seems very strange. But congratulations to Johnny Depp, who did win the Generation Award, and Emma Stone won for Trailblazer Award. She's got, of course, Amazing Spider-Man coming up this summer. Looking forward to that. Richard Dawson, host of Family Feud for many years, passed away this weekend. 79 years old. Catherine Justin, a 72-year-old actress who played Karen McCluskey on ABC's Desperate Housewives and also Mrs. Lanningham on The West Wing, passed away as well. Bam Margera is in the hospital.
Oh, why?
Yeah, he had to undergo a hernia operation after kayaking off a 100-foot waterfall last week.
Yeah, well.
That's him.
Sure, not a surprise.
That's sure him. That's sure the kind of stuff that he does.
Yep.
And that kind of stuff lands you in the hospital.
And they were filming it. It wasn't just that he was on vacation.
No,
they were
of course.
Actually filming it for some stunt. Yeah.
Mini-me, Vern Troyer wants you to know that the story in the London Daily Mirror this week about him being trapped in an airplane toilet for 20 minutes because he couldn't reach the door handle is not true. We want you to know that. I don't know where the Mirror gets their stories from. But this is total BS. LMAO, you gullible fools. He wrote to people who thought the story was real. I choose to believe.
I got to tell you, he's about half size of a little bit person, a midget.
He's not big, if that's what you're getting at.
He's half the size of a regular midget. So I would believe
it. So you're saying he's small.
I'm saying I would believe it.
Yeah. The crew of the International Space Station are getting a little treat today. Marvel Studios is beaming the Avengers up to them so they can watch the movie up there on the space station.
That's awesome.
That's cool. Apparently, Louis Desposito, the co-president of Marvel Studios, is bragging that they uplinked the film from Mission Control in Houston so the astronauts could check out the movie, and that Tony Stark would be envious that his movie's being shown in space, which is pretty cool. And while we're talking about superheroes, congratulations to Paulo Henrique dos Santos. He is a 35-year-old Brazilian man who dressed up as the Incredible Hulk for a charity event. We're happy to raise money for charity for a Challenge for Peace, which is an event they hold every year there in Brazil. Dressed up as the Hulk, sadly, he announced today after 20 baths he cannot get the green body paint off, however. The product is now impregnated in my body, he said. Now I'm very sad, not knowing what to do. I am embarrassed by the situation. He cannot get the green skin off of his skin. He says that he's afraid this will hamper his career plans as a singer and as his regular job as a pool cleaner. You don't want the Hulk coming up to clean your pool. I guess that might be a little strange.
It was very sad to see photos of his mom giving him a bath, trying to get all the paint off of him that he used the wrong kind of.
Bean's seen the photos of him and his mom, this guy. Bean has seen the photos from this story. Do you just multi screens?
He has it piped right
into his
head.
Are you like the architect from the Matrix? You just sit there and just look at all the screens all day long.
I like to stay current.
Today's
not current.
Celebrity birthdays.
That's future.
Bar Raffaelli's 27 years old today. Angelina Jolie turns 37. Russell Brand, host of last night's MTV Movie Awards, is 37. Stefan Lessard, as I like to call him, from the Dave Matthews Band, is 38 years old. Noah Wiley from Falling Skies is 41. Horatio Sanz from SNL is 43. Scott Wolf from Party of Five and V is 44 years old. And El DeBarge is 51 today.
Do I have to?
You don't have to do anything. It's America. Who's John? She said, and smiled in her special way. John, she said, you know I love you. Who's John? She said, that's right. And tried to look the other way. I gave her away. Oh, that Johnny's a lucky fella.
Here's what I know. Ralph always sings with songs he knows, which means he didn't know that one.
I know that song.
You didn't know Who's Johnny.
How did I not know Who's Johnny?
No one knows it.
One of DeBarge's biggest hits.
That song blows.
Stop it. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show business.
You're basically just biding your time for a half an hour until we have Luke Robitaille on the show,
that's
right,
correct,
Kevin? That's really the only reason you showed up today.
And then
that's the reason you're not at Staples Center right now just waiting to be first through the doors tonight.
Yes, and then the rest of the show is just a placeholder until I can go.
Luke Robitaille, of course, who's one of the all-time greatest kings. I think he might even still hold the record for the most points ever scored as a king, I think. I could be wrong about that. I know at one time he did. He now, of course, is in the front office for the team, and he is going to be joining us about a half an hour to talk about their unlikely run through the playoffs. 14-2 in the postseason is unbelievable. Even when you knew the team was good at the end of the season, you still don't expect 14-2.
It doesn't matter how good you think your team is.
No.
Nobody goes 14-2.
Because you're playing other teams who are also very,
right,
very good. So
right,
you expect, hey, the competition's bad now. Anyway, very, very exciting as they head back to Southern California for tonight's Game 3 of the Stanley Cup Final. That's coming up here later this hour. Right now, though, Kevin Amin Afroline is on the air for you at 323-520-AFRO. Are we getting all calls from the crazy lady, or has she slowed down so other people can get in now?
Well, we have one. We have one from her, but that's a little bit later. We start with some beer mug. Congratulations.
I have a new challenge for beer mug. If he can gain 10 IQ points in the next 3 months, I'll give him $200. So at the end of that 3 months, he's got to step on the scale. But if he's still beer mug, I get to slap him at Acoustic Christmas.
Sounds like a fair deal.
What's he eating right now, Bean?
What is he eating right now?
It's a
Hostess cupcake.
Cupcake.
What's wrong with that, Lisa?
He's trying to gain
all
of that
weight
back in like a week.
Yeah. It took him almost 2 months. He's going to try and get it back in a week.
Hey, beer mug. Just called to say congratulations on losing all that weight. Seriously, we can fire him, all right?
Yes, please.
I'm so happy for you, beer mug. You made it. You know, I was trying to lose weight, too. And then I thought to myself, if a fat kid like beer mug can do it, so can I. Hey, Lisa.
I just rolled a snookie. Before you get disgusted, I just rolled a short, fat, loose joint. I just rolled a snookie.
Nice.
Yeah, you do not want to put that in your mouth. I'll tell you that right now. Crazy Woman is back, Bean, and okay, she has a very important update for us.
I need the world to know that Barack Obama has been stalking me for several years and will not leave me alone.
Noted. Wow, I would think with his busy schedule as president, he wouldn't have time to stalk you anymore, but he still does, huh?
Crazy, right?
Okay, you know, I can deal with a lot of stuff. I can deal with Bean's strange gay love affair with the Postmaster General. Right. And I can deal with Kevin's inability to actually speak. But seriously, I cannot deal with Coldplay anymore. Guys, come on. Come on, people. Seriously. Come on. Who's with me? Really? Coldplay? Come on.
I like Coldplay. The people love them.
Does that make me bad?
Kings. No, I don't think it makes you bad.
Kings, game 3 of the finals tonight.
Go, Kings! Stanley Cup Final, King sweeping is going to happen. Go, go, go.
And I'd like to point out, by the way, for all the grief that Kevin gets for making the bold prediction on air.
I never made that prediction.
The Kings were not only going to win the final, but we're going to sweep it track, my man.
You
were the
never
only one brave enough to go out there and say it.
Never said that.
And you've been absolutely correct, so I give you all the credit in the world.
Never said it one time. However, if it happens, I am going to take credit for saying it, even though I never said it.
You absolutely should. You deserve it. You've been saying it all
along. I have not. Why go back in time to this? Why do we need to remind ourselves of this?
Hey, Kevin, did you ever find out what the hell is up with that Blue Man Group painting their faces red?
Come on.
Really?
It was like 2 years ago, right?
More.
Come on.
And now it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
We've got to get to the bottom of what in the hell is going on with this Blue Man Group. These guys, they paint their faces red.
That was A Moment with Kevin.
I would be willing to bet, Lisa, does this sound possible that may be 10 years
yes,
ago?
Yes, that's really? What that I was long? Thinking as well. Yeah. Yes. And
that's why it's awesome that listener waited until now to call in for the update.
Podcast listeners, you guys are the best. You take the extra step. You don't even listen live. You take the extra step of downloading the podcast, which is very much appreciated.
I was just listening to Tuesday's podcast. You need to talk to the party crashing cows every day.
Party crashing cows, remember?
They are awesome! You have to talk to them more! Right. You have to talk to the party crashing cows! Oh my God! Every day!
All right, stop drinking, sir. Just for a minute, stop drinking.
Party crashing cow!
All right!
Party crashing cow! Everybody! Party crashing cow!
Who's crazier, that guy or the guy that thinks the woman that thinks Obama is stalking her?
I think the cow guy is crazier. Luke Robitaille talks hockey with us in minutes here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Dax Holt from TMZ.com next hour, and a hilarious actor, Ken Marino, joins us in the 9 o'clock hour, too. First, though, this scandal is one that will not go away. It's been just all over the headlines in Britain. We don't hear much about it over here, but Rupert Murdoch, a guy who owns the Fox Network, also owns a bunch of newspapers, and they have come under fire in the last couple of years because of their tendency to, shall we say, skirt the law a little bit in pursuit of celebrity stories.
And by skirt the law, you mean illegally tap celebrity phones.
Yeah, everyone from the royal family to Hugh Grant to, in this story that we're going to talk about now, Sean Connery apparently had his phone hacked at least 10 times. Police are investigating. Sean Connery doesn't want to have anything to do with it, by the way. He says he's not interested in pressing charges or anything like that. Wouldn't you just feel so unbelievably violated if you found out that a newspaper had been hacking your phones to try to get dirt on you to print in their paper?
Yeah, I think that would be infuriating.
A, I would. And B, if you were to read me the list of names of people whose phones were hacked, I would think Sean Connery would be at the top of the list of people who would take the most action.
Yes.
Doesn't he seem like he would go crazy?
Yeah. He does. Yeah, he does. He definitely seems like a badass. But I also, and I think it was, I think it's because he's so politically involved in Great Britain. I think that's why they used him, is because, you know, he aligns himself with the enemies of Rupert Murdoch. So maybe they're trying to get back at him by getting a little bit of dirt on him. But Sean Connery, one of the all-time greats, of course, famous for playing James Bond in 6 movies, won an Oscar for The Untouchables, which just celebrated its 25th anniversary. Came out 25 years ago this week, by the way, The Untouchables. But we wanted to get more on this story and find out what is going on. Like, why is he not as mad as we are about that? And I believe the great Sean Connery joins us now on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hi, Sean. How are you?
Hello, you bastards.
Sean, why are you always unhappy?
Because you're always a
All we did is say hello. Look, we're sympathetic to you in this story.
I have a very nice life here in the Bahamas.
Mm-hmm.
I sit here. The ocean breeze comes through my window.
Right.
I've got my beautiful wife, Micheline.
That's too much information. Come on.
And then I get a phone call that interrupts my beautiful morning.
Yeah.
And it's two.
Look, I thought we had some sort of a relationship after all these years, that every once in a while we could get you on the phone for a couple minutes just to stay current, just to catch up with you, Sean.
I have a relationship with my hemorrhoids, too, but it doesn't mean I like them.
Well, look, we'll let you get right back to whatever you're doing, but we wanted to get your thoughts on this.
I was getting my... Did I mention that?
Right, yeah. Yes, you did.
I would be so outraged and feel so violated if I found out that on at least 10 occasions somebody was tapping my phone. Why is it you're just letting this go?
Oh, don't worry. It'll be taken care of. No need to involve the authorities. That'll be fine.
The police called you, and they said, hey, we're very upset about this. And you said you don't really care.
Yes, not worried about it. Thank you. Move along. Nothing to see here.
Okay, but you're not worried about it?
Well, I'm not worried about it at all, no. But those gentlemen should be worried about it.
Well, don't you think having your day in court might find some people behind bars as a result of this violation?
Who says I want them behind bars?
Well, I mean, I think you would want them convicted of a crime. Clearly, it was illegal what they did to you, Sean.
It is, and that's why I'd rather see that fed to a Doberman pincher.
Oh, oh, you're going to handle this yourself.
I have a very unique set of skills.
Yes, you do.
Whoever they are, I will find them, and I will kill them.
Wow.
You know, you're
I want my daughter back.
That's the movie Taken.
Yeah, you're thinking of Liam Neeson's character now.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. You're Irish, I'm Scottish. I get us confused sometimes.
Well, that is weird. I'm surprised by that. But at 81 years old, why do you want to get personally involved in something like this? Just let the people whose job it is take care of it.
Because if they get one of mine, I get one of theirs.
Again,
if they get my phone, I kill them.
No, nope, that's
the
not
Chicago way.
Okay, now you're getting
it. You prepared to go.
All right, isn't that The Untouchables? At least that's one of your movies, right?
That is The Untouchables. Wow, I love that film.
You don't have the Alzheimer's or anything, do you? You do know the difference between movies and real life, right, Sean?
It starts to blur after 80 years or so.
Sure.
Yeah.
I know is I can get a killed.
Okay.
I don't doubt that for a second.
And that's what I intend to do to these bastards who tap my phone.
Well, as long as it's not to these bastards who just called and interrupted you, I'm fine with that.
They tap my phone, I'm going to tap their ass.
Okay. That's a whole different thing.
Yes, it is.
Kings fans, there you go, the Briggs. This is L.A. This is from Saturday night.
Brought back on by Carter. Step by Green. Here's Carter throwing one on a sliding play across. And Brodeur saw it skitter by. Taken to the outside by Carter. Shoots. He scores! Jeff Carter has ended the game. A second successive overtime win for the Kings.
Yeah, that was nuts.
Why have there been no heart attacks from Kings or Devils fans so far with both final games being overtime so far?
I don't know, but I do know that it's really heartbreaking to be in overtime in the finals of the Stanley Cup and get beat in sudden death. It's just, it comes down to that 1 second. So 1 second before, you're super excited.
You're in it. Yeah. You're in it. Yeah, you've done everything you can to get to that point. You've done so well that the game's in overtime, and now all you have to do is score. Wait, what's that? Oh, the other guy did.
Then Jeff Carter scores, and the whole crowd just goes quiet, and all you hear is the players on the ice celebrating. But it is game three. It is tonight, the Stanley Cup Finals. And on the phone, we have Luke Robitaille.
Greatest left wing in the history of the league.
Luke Robitaille.
Luke Robitaille.
I remember playing my first game at the LA Forum thinking, man, this is it. I made it.
Unbelievable shot.
Robitaille shoots. He scores!
He scores, and that's what he's done for 17 years.
And Robitaille again. He scores! Luke Robitaille!
Luke Robitaille just caught the goaltender sleeping.
My name is Luke Robitaille.
Hall of Famer Luke Robitaille back on the Kevin Devine Show. How are you, man?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Honestly, you want to put the uniform back on and get out there tonight, don't you?
Yeah, that would be fun to play tonight. I'll tell you what, the first time they step on the ice, it's going to be absolutely incredible. Our fans have been waiting for this for so long, so it's going to be amazing.
It's only been 45 years.
Yeah, I love what Sports Illustrated said. They called it 45 years of simmering frustration. And it's been a long time for a very few people who have been following the team closely in all those years. But somebody out there is finally going to get what they want, fingers crossed, sometime in the next week or so. How is it possible, with as well as the Kings have been playing in the postseason, and we were just talking about 14-2, nobody ever imagines you'll do that well, but how do you not look too far in the future? How do you keep focused on, hey, we still have to win two more games and not already start partying in your mind, Luke? What's the secret there?
You're the one that's starting to party, bud.
Yeah.
No, you know, I think when you're a player and you're going through it all, you know, you really focus on the next game. I mean, as much as every once in a while you probably sit down and go, wow, this is amazing. You know, as a player, we're in the final. But you know that all that matters in your mind is the next game. And then your coaches usually are there to remind you because, you look at the way this series has played out so far. I mean, both games have been in overtime. So we know, you know, it could have gone the other way just as much as it went our way. And the guys that can, basically, you're just so hyper-focused on the next game. And right now, I think one of the, probably an advantage for us is, you know, we played Saturday. We came back yesterday. Guys got back in the middle of the night, Saturday night, and they barely had like a day yesterday, and they go right back to that 5 p.m. So there's not a lot of time to think. You're just really focused on what you're going to do to help the team win tonight. They're not really thinking about what's going to happen Wednesday.
Is Daryl Sutter the coach? Is he good at this? Is he good at focusing?
He's really good. I mean, you can see by his expression. He's just as straight as could be. There's no if or but. There's nothing gray. It's like, hey, you better focus on the next game or you're just flat out not going to play. I mean, there's, you know, that's the way Daryl is. And he's been really good at making sure the guys are staying focused on the task that's coming up.
All right, Luke, I do have to ask you one question, and I don't mean any offense by this, and I'm super excited about the Kings and how Daryl Sutter has done. But when he gets in front of the media and he answers questions, he's not very wordy.
We think it's funny.
They say, tell us about that Jeff Carter goal, and he goes, well, it's a good shot.
Giving him the most exciting sound bites in the world. That's what you're saying, Kevin?
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying, maybe, can you coach him a little, Luke? You're pretty good at that.
I'm going to be honest. Every time I listen to his interview, I think they're great. Like, you know, the guy asked him, aren't you a team of destiny? He says, destiny. He goes, what's that? And then he says, let's go to the next question.
Hey, Luke. Give me your evaluation. You mentioned two unbelievably tight games in the first two games of the Stanley Cup Final. Give me your evaluation on the New Jersey Devils because, you know, they're a great team. What do you see about them?
It's definitely the best team we've faced so far in the playoffs. I mean, not to take anything away from the other teams, but they you could clearly tell they are a very well-coached team. They have a great system. They still have the greatest goalie to play our game. I mean, Marty Brother, I mean, it's incredible what he's doing at 4 years old, but you know, if you look at his stats in the last 20 years, he's been the best goalie in the game. And, you know, they got, like, the difference between this team and the other teams, like Phoenix was a very well-coached team also, but they have game breakers like Parise and Kovalchuk and Zubrus. These guys can open up a game with one shot or one big play. And the other teams we've faced so far didn't have these type of players. So they're a well-coached team. They play real hard. They forecheck real hard, just like us. But I think the biggest difference is they have these game breakers that we have to make sure we focus on at all times.
Do you feel a little bit lucky, in not that you didn't play well, but that either of those games could have easily gone the other way with some of the shots they had that would hit the post, or Jonathan Quick just got a tiny piece of it? I mean, it really was tense and could have gone either way at any point.
Yeah, I mean, the best thing about the last two games, I mean, we played better last game. The first game, we weren't happy in the way we played. We still found a way to win. I mean, we had our chances, too. I mean, that's why the goalie gets paid the big money. Is he's got to stop some of the mistakes we'll make. But at the end of the day, what I like about it is we weren't really happy with our first two games. We found a way to win, so we expect to be a lot better once we get home. I mean, that's the truth. But we know once you get in the Stanley Cup Finals, you got to face a great team, and they are a great team. And, you know, luckily for us, we got a few breaks. But at the end of the day, our guys worked really hard. Even though we weren't happy with our games, I mean, the first game we only gave up 17 shots. So that's not a lot when you think about it.
This is the voice of Luke Robitaille here on the Kevin Amin Show. Of course, the all-time Kings leader in goals scored. He's been working in the front office for the past 5 years. What has it been like doing your job, Luke, the last two or three months? Has it just gotten insane with the number of phone calls, number of things that you have to do that you didn't have to do before?
A lot of new friends, I tell you that.
Yeah. Hey, Luke, long time. You got anything going on? A
couple of guys I haven't heard in about 5 years. Hey, I'm a big Kings fan.
Well, it's a nice it's a nice problem to have, though, right?
No, it's a great problem to have. I mean, we clearly are feeling the buzz in the town. I mean, everyone seems to have been embracing the team. I think what people are really enjoying about our team is the fact that they're really playing as a team. And, you know, there's really, even though we have really high talented players, you look at Anze Kopitar, Dustin Brown, Quick, Mike Richards, Drew Doughty, these guys are winning because they're playing as a team. And they're going out there, and you can clearly tell it's a team. And I think the town has embraced that. I don't think people have really seen this around this town in a while, and they're really enjoying this part of the way we're winning right now.
It is nice to see different people get game winners. You know what I mean? Like, it's not always the same guy.
Yeah, you're not counting on one guy to come through. Everybody is capable of making the key shot, and that's how you want it.
Yeah, and the credit goes to Dean Lombardi, our GM. I mean, he's acquired like players that he knew were game breakers. You got a Jeff Carter; he's a pure goal scorer. And sometimes a pure goal scorer, you might not, you know, see him, but he's still doing all the right things on the ice. But the minute you give him a chance, boom, it's in the net. And that's exactly what happened last game. I mean, it was an incredible play by an individual to get us the win. And you know, if we wouldn't have gotten, there's not a lot of players in the NHL that are able to make the kind of play that he did and score from that far with just a wrist shot.
We're talking to Luke Robitaille of the Los Angeles Kings, and we're talking about the Kings Game 3, which is tonight at 5 o'clock. If you don't have tickets, you can watch it on NBC Sports.
Yeah, it's going to be a great one.
Bean, did you have a question?
Enjoy this one. It's going to be loud.
Yes, it is.
It is going to be loud. And I just want to ask one more thing. Well, two more things, really, Luke. Number one is it a little easier on the nerves to come back home and already have two games under your hat? I mean, the guys are going to be a little bit more relaxed, I would imagine. It would be a little bit more fun for them tonight than just the wall of nerves that they faced in New Jersey, right?
I'm not sure the word relax is the right word, you know, but you definitely would rather be up to nothing, be down to nothing.
Sure.
But I'm not sure relax, because you just know, like, first of all, the games have been really tight. At the same time, you don't want to, you know, take your foot off the pedal, because you know, that you give them a little bit of a break, and next thing you know, if they start feeling they're back in the series, they could play against you. So I think as a player, you're always like thinking, man, we got to get this next one. We got to go really hard to make sure we're doing everything right. The word relax doesn't seem to
understood.
To be right. It's more like we're gonna come out. We're gonna be play real hard. Definitely, we're happy to be up to nothing. But you know, as a player, there's two more huge games to win.
Hey Luke. You know, hockey, a game of superstitions. Do you have any that you still follow on game day?
Are you kidding me? I've been wearing the same underwear for 2 months.
I would not tell anyone else that story.
Well, listen.
No, there's one thing I learned. Once you retire, there's not much you can do, you know. But definitely, it's kind of funny. If you come and see our warm-up, and every time the guys step on the ice, and you'll see them step on the ice. If you come to the next warm-up and then the next one, they literally are doing the same thing every single game. I mean, everyone's doing the same thing right now at this point of year. And they're just, whatever has worked, you stick with it as a player. That's kind of the way it works.
Well, don't change your do not change your underwear, though. Having said that.
My wife is getting tired of it.
Yeah, it's going to crawl away from you here soon, Luke. All right, we'll let you go. Can we talk to you again when it's all over, Luke?
You bet, you guys. Anytime. Right. You kidding me?
And by the way, Luke Robitaille, if you're not aware of this, if you're a Luke fan, he does have a great charity, Echoes of Hope. Go to that website, echoesofhope.com, and check it out. Luke, you're the best. Thank you. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Okay, guys. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Morgan Webb is going to join us from G4 TV coming up after the top of the hour, plus TMZ.com next hour. Rob is here now. Time for the showbiz beat. What's going on, Ralph?
Hello?
Now what happened again?
I don't know. Check. Hello? Can you turn my mic on?
It's on.
It's not on.
No, grab the green one.
Check.
This happened last week.
Why?
Grab the green one.
Why?
I don't think it likes you.
Why are you bad?
There you go. Sorry.
No.
Mics just depend when they want. They just work or don't work. That's how it works.
What the hell's going on? I blame him.
It is probably beer mug. It is probably.
Wasn't he supposed to be fired after he lost the weight?
Oh,
wasn't
that's
there,
what I thought.
That's why he gained it back so fast.
That why was is the plan. There? Why is he? Why do I hear? Why is he?
I paid Kevin. I bribed him.
Please.
He's wearing like Kazal rapper glasses and stuff.
Does there anything he won't do for the look at me factor? Is there anything?
I'll lose weight. I'll gain weight. I'll wear glasses. I'll wear a beard. I'll shave a beard. Just please love me.
Don't be hating, Ralph.
God damn him.
It's not just Ralph.
Come on.
Old Dirty Bastard.
Yes.
Oh, I miss ODB.
I do, too.
They are making a movie about his life, you know.
Oh.
Yeah, called Dirty White Boy. And Michael K. Williams is the name of the actor who will be playing ODB in a film that looks at his relationship with his white manager, with Old Dirty Bastard and his white manager. Apparently they had quite a tumultuous relationship.
Hmm.
The good news is that the other members of the Wu-Tang Clan will all play themselves in the film.
All right.
So you're going to see some acting. Looking forward to that film. Jason Alexander's in the news today. He's in big, big trouble.
Why?
He was on the Late Late Show with Craig Ferguson,
mm-hmm.
and he said he considered cricket to be a gay sport.
Yeah.
Well, that will not stand in today's day and age. And so he just recently wrote a 1,000-word apology on the internet. Trying to fend off these criticisms that he was out of line when he referred to cricket as a gay sport, both from the cricket fans and from the gay community. So he's got it coming from both sides.
You ever watched it?
Cricket?
Yep.
I can't watch it. I tried watching it once.
Yeah.
It's
you need 3 days, right?
You need 3 days. It's more boring than baseball.
It is, yeah.
And yet more confusing, more complex at the same time. I couldn't understand what really they were shooting for there when they watched it.
Would you say it's gay?
I wouldn't, no.
You would not say that, though, right? That's the difference.
It does not seem especially gay to me.
Right.
It's gay as soccer.
Gay.
You're missing the point of the whole story, Ralph. You don't refer to
shorty
things.
Shorty shorts, kick the ball.
Oh, come on. Those kinds of jokes aren't helping.
Oh, maybe I did miss the point. It is Monday. That means top 10 movies at the box office this weekend. Little Bella from Twilight was number one at the box office this weekend. She and Thor were running around the woods. And Snow White and the Huntsman made $52.3 million this weekend. Men in Black 3 was number two at the box office with almost $30 million. Then The Avengers, Battleship, and The Dictator rounding out the top five. Best Exotic Marigold Hotel came in at number six with $4.6 million. What to Expect When You're Expecting, Dark Shadows, Chernobyl Diaries, and For Greater Glory rounding out the top ten at the box
office. No Piranha 3DD.
No.
What's
like
up with that?
86 screens or something.
Yeah, it was in limited release. And it was also available on video on demand, so I guess a lot of people could have watched it at home.
Why would they not open something like that in more screens?
I don't know.
Summertime fun movie, advertise that one. Seems like a lot of people might go see it.
I'm going to have to get the Keck on the phone and see what's going
on.
Yeah,
what happened?
You run Hollywood.
I do run Hollywood. And as the mayor of Hollywood, as the vice president of show business, mm-hmm. I would like to congratulate the Avengers for passing $583 million on Friday.
Man.
Making it the third highest grossing movie of all time. Behind Titanic and Avatar. So, congratulations.
Well, it's been out a month, you know.
Yeah, sure.
Should be bigger than Star Wars.
Crazy. Justin Bieber gave a free concert in France on Friday afternoon. He was on the balcony of a building in the Latin Quarter and just a guitarist backing him up. So Justin sang a few of his hits through a megaphone.
Oh, dear God.
So, I think he's the world's biggest douchebag.
So his adoring fans could hear him. The megaphone. Mm-hmm. That must have sounded good.
High quality.
It was his record label's idea, claim intimates of Justin Bieber. And they tweeted the show just before it happened, so it wasn't exactly impromptu. It sounded like it was very calculated.
What a dumb douchebag.
Within minutes, thousands of screaming Parisian girls were outside. Not all were happy about this. Some people who lived in the neighborhood were holding up signs saying, Bieber, go home.
He's a douche.
Yeah. It's nice that it's something we can all agree to hate. The French, the Belgians, us, the United States, England, we can unite. This could unite the world. This could be world peace.
That's correct.
We just get everyone together to hate Justin Bieber.
You sound like an unbelievable douche.
I got my Bieber tickets over the weekend.
You got what now?
Not.
He's claimed this twice today now. He's claimed this.
Well, the tour went on sale. Madison Square Garden sold out in 30 seconds, and I think all up and down the West Coast they went on sale also.
It's just
Saturday morning, 10 o'clock.
But you didn't get any tickets.
No, he's just trying to.
October 9th, Tacoma Dome.
You don't have tickets.
He's just trying to get noticed.
I do.
You don't. You don't, and you won't.
You don't go to anything, even things you like. You're not going.
My
to
wife
that.
Won't go with me there. I'm in trouble.
What a surprise! Finding. She's an adult. Maybe you can just linger around playgrounds like you do and pick up a small child and put him in the back of your white panel van and take that person to the concert. You
well,
I know
I can't go by myself because they will arrest me when I walk in the front door. So I definitely need to find somebody to go with me.
I should have saved this for now.
You sound like an unbelievable douche.
I'm excited. I'm looking forward to
you're
it.
You're not. You're not.
I am.
Buy the tickets. You're not going.
I did. And I'm excited about
it's
it.
It's not true.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Elle DeBarge is 51 years old today.
On the heels of talking about
nothing.
Bieber for 2 minutes.
Bieber doesn't look so bad now, does he, Kevin?
It's great. That's all to say.
Rhythm of the night. Rhythm of the night.
Woo!
Elle is 51.
I think we know our audience here on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Scott Wolf is 44 years old. Noah Wiley turns 41. Russell Brand is 37, as is the lovely Angelina Jolie. And Victoria's Secret model Bar Raffaelli celebrates her 27th birthday today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show business.
Dax Holt from TMZ.com coming up later this hour here on the Kevin and Bean Show, and the always hilarious Ken Marino from, what do you know? Think people know him best from? Maybe Children's Hospital.
Probably. Yeah.
He's going to be joining us the next hour here on the Kevin and Bean Show. First, though, ladies and gentlemen, Morgan Webb from X-Play on G4 TV has joined us.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely.
And here's what I love about Morgan. She's the queen of technology. She knows everything about everything. Yet she can't buy herself a soda out of the machine.
It's our machine, though, I think, really.
Well, okay, so my money got stuck in the machine, and mm-hmm. I would have felt so bad if I came into your offices, broke 2 vending machines, then didn't get a soda, and then came on the show.
But you took the machine apart to get your money back, and then you put it back together.
But I think that's impressive. Feminine ingenuity because I used my nail file to get my money out of it.
Oh, nice.
Nicely done.
I like it.
None of us have been able to figure that out.
I love that you travel with a shiv, too, by the way. That's also good information for us.
Be prepared.
So, Morgan, first of all, X-Play G4, great show. This is one of those weeks, though. This is, you know, this is your Super Bowl week where you're doing triple duty, right? Where you're all over the place all week long down at the convention center because it's time for the E3 Expo.
Well, E3 is the time that everybody basically announces all their big games, their consoles, everything we're going to be seeing for the next year. So we really need to cover all of it because we don't want to miss anything. We actually have more than 50 demos on our stage.
50?
50. Okay. So, you know, we're going to be talking about 50 games. There's going to be actual gameplay. And so you're going to get to see what's actually happening. The fact that we're looking at 50 games blows my mind a little bit because it reminds you how many games are actually coming out this year and early next year.
Imagine how, I mean, you know, of course, because you deal with these every day, but it's got to be so hard to get a new game off the ground just to try to get anybody to even be aware that it exists when you're always, no matter what time of year you're out, fighting against big name releases.
Well, I mean, I think that's really why you see a lot of things like Mass Effect 3, Assassin's Creed 3, Halo 4, Uncharted 4. I mean, Uncharted 3, you see a lot of these. You know, you see a lot of these games that we recognize is because it is so hard to get a game off the ground. And when you think about it, you know, these games are starting to cost $40, $50, $60, $100 million, $120 million to make. And that's a big risk.
I thought you were saying there's a game that costs $100 million.
That's crazy. There have been games that have cost, rumored to have cost more than $100 million.
Are you serious?
Absolutely.
Wow.
For example, Star Wars The Old Republic, the MMO, which came out recently, was rumored to be about $120 million.
Oh, my God.
But I think, and I'm sure you've seen statistics on this, Morgan, I think that maybe people who don't play games may be surprised to know that some of these games make a lot more money than huge movie blockbusters.
No, they absolutely do. I mean, it's like a multi-billion dollar industry, and I think actually the industry is starting to get a little bit more respect. I say this hopefully, but with trepidation, because people are starting to realize that you actually can make a lot of money doing this. Also, I think now that everybody can actually make games at home, you know, for your Android operating system, people are really starting to let their imaginations go.
Oh, now, cool. Your coverage starts tomorrow? Or today?
The coverage actually starts today.
Today, at what time?
We're going live at noon Pacific time. We're actually at 3 Eastern time.
And then it's just like a week straight. Just
and then it's
on
a week
the air,
straight.
24 hours a day.
Pretty much, yeah.
You taking a change of clothes down to the convention center? You're just going to live there? You got a cot?
I do have clothes in the trunk of my car.
Now, what, you know, every year at the E3, there's one or two things that even the layperson knows, okay, this is big and this is coming out. What are the tentpole events that you're going to be talking about a lot this week?
Okay, well, so Sony, Microsoft, and Nintendo, as well as EA and Ubisoft, all have big press conferences. We're expecting Microsoft to really focus on Halo 4. Now, this is definitely a game that people are going to have heard of. Hopefully, it's being done by a new studio this time. So there's, you know, wondering how the new studio is going to do well, if they're not going to do well. I think they're going to do pretty great, and we're expecting, you know, big splashes.
Does that happen a lot where the maker of a game changes to a different company?
You know, it does.
Does it?
It does, actually, because what happens is when a company now has made the same game three times, their staff is getting a little tired of making that game. They're also kind of running out of ideas. Yeah. Like, the writer has now written every line that they can think of for this character. Mm-hmm. And so it kind of, like, fresh eyes often does. I mean, something you saw with the Call of Duty series, then you would see Treyarch actually took over for some of the Call of Duty games, and they had to make their own name for themselves in association with the series.
What do we know about this new company, this 343 Industries? Are they somebody who is, have they been an up-and-coming gamer up till this point, and this is a big break for them, or are they already pretty big?
You know, they're actually kind of a known studio, but I mean, look, the thing is that Microsoft is not going to entrust this franchise to somebody that they have the utmost faith in, and you know that people from all over, you know, Microsoft are going to be paying close attention.
Sure.
So I also, not to be, you know, disparaging on Halo, because I do love Halo, it is a little bit formulaic at this time, you know, cue the flame. I'm sure I'm going to hear email about this. But, you know, I mean, it has a well-worn formula. You are the lone hero. You're kind of the Rambo guy. You know, it has certain mechanics that everybody likes. So I'm not worried. Famous last words.
like sports fans who are very vocal, the nerd community. I mean, you must hear from the
We enjoy having our opinions heard.
Yes. I'm sure you do.
It is funny.
But they're very vocal, right? I mean, when you say something like that, you know that there's going to be a group out there that are going to attack.
Yes. That is okay. Yes, absolutely true. Which is why when I say that, I'm like, all right, send me the tweets now. I know.
Let it begin.
Don't like what I say.
You mentioned Assassin's Creed 2. They have something new coming out this week?
Well, we've heard a little bit about the new Assassin's Creed, Assassin's Creed 3. The thing with Assassin's Creed is what they kind of do is they, like, I'm trying to figure out how to explain it without seeming really nerdy and esoteric, but like,
be nerdy. Go
I
ahead.
Know, I've already done it. It's too late.
Nerd it up.
So basically they create a world that of Assassin's Creed 2, and then it has Assassin's Creeds after that that have subtitles that aren't part of that world. I'm getting blank looks over here. It's totally fine. So Assassin's Creed 3 is totally new character, totally new world. You basically play in the time of the American Revolution, so you get to hang out with George Washington, Ben Franklin.
Finally.
And I know. I've always wanted to do that, and no one's let me. But what's cool about these games is they take the historical significance seriously. So while you can't pass a test by playing this game, the buildings are going to be in the locations that they actually were. And if a building wasn't there during the time period of the game, even if it'd be really cool to have it in the game, it's not going to be in the game. Yeah. So they did this with Italy, Constantinople. So you really kind of got a sense of what that city felt like during the Renaissance, for example. So that's, you know, kind of something.
Interesting, yeah.
And you get to
Is George Washington a badass?
Of course he's a badass. You've seen the hair, right? I mean, doesn't that scream badass?
I don't know what that screams, to be honest. We're talking about E3, Electronic Entertainment Expo. It's not open to the public, right? And that's why we need to watch G4?
Yeah, it's
those
not,
of us that get it?
It's not open to the public. It's really for press. It's for it was actually historically for buyers. So Best Buy, Walmart, Target, they would go there and figure out what games they actually want to buy, how many units of, depending on what they thought of the game and how they thought the game would do. It's now really more of a press event at this point. But
just to kind of announce stuff?
Yeah, exactly. You still do see buyers wandering around, and we all look at their fancy badges.
You're not going to get in my way for Game 4 of the Stanley Cup Finals on Wednesday night, are you?
I just learned that Game 4 of the Stanley Cup Finals is on Wednesday.
Yeah.
I think what Kevin's saying is there'll be a lot of people down there at the convention center. You just want to make that's sure the path point. Is clear so they can get the staples. Yeah. That's what it is.
Actually, prepare for disaster.
All
because
right.
Whenever the Lakers are playing during E3, disaster.
All
so
right.
You have fun with that.
All right.
Good Morgan times. Webb is here. We are going to take a quick break. We'll come back, talk more about what the G4 coverage is going to be of E3. I know that sounds like a lot of letters and a lot of numbers. And by the way, if there's something that we're missing that you need to hear about, feel free to give us a call, too, to ask Morgan a question. 1-800-520-1067. A quick break. We'll be right back after this on the Kevin and Bean Show. Morgan Webb in studio with us here on the Kevin and Bean Show from G4 TV. She is the host of X Play. This is a very big week for her and people who watch her channel because at the LA Convention Center is the E3. I don't remember where we left off, but I know I did invite people to call if they have any questions for you, Morgan. And let's get David on the line. He's on line four, I want to say, calling in here to the Kevin and Bean Show. Hi, David. Thanks for holding on, man. What's going on?
How are you guys doing?
Good.
I was actually wondering about any of the new rumored game consoles from Nintendo, Microsoft, and, of course, Sony.
David, are you looking forward to new consoles? Do you want new consoles?
In all honesty, I don't, but I know they're rumored out there, and I don't want to see them, but I know they're coming.
You don't want to see them because progress sucks?
No. The progress, I think it's going to be awesome, some of the new games, but it sucks that you have to go buy a brand-new console for, you know, $400 or $500, and then, you know, all the new games are $50, $60.
Any new consoles?
Yeah, I actually totally agree with you. Sometimes it's really frustrating, and we're actually at a point now where, you know, it's really about gameplay versus necessarily, like, graphics are going to get better. We're going to have new consoles with new graphics. But it is, you know, it's about the gameplay and the story experience, and you don't necessarily need a new console for that. So I'll probably put your mind a little bit at ease, David, right now, is that we're not really expecting to hear anything from Microsoft or Sony. Because as soon as somebody puts something out there saying, even a rumor, even like a suggestion, even like a wink, wink, we're working on new consoles, it filters out, and then everybody out there is like, well, I'm not going to buy a new game because they're just going to replace the console and it's not going to work anymore. Or I'm not going to buy an Xbox even though I wanted one because they're going to just replace it. There's something new coming out. I'll just wait. So that's what they really, 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 really don't want to happen. So we're not expecting that. What we probably will see from Sony and Microsoft, we'll probably see something like, you know how we saw the PlayStation Slim, the PS3 Slim. We might see something like that. Maybe we'll see, you know, they had the R2 edition. They had like a Gears of War edition. Maybe they'll have a new special edition of Xbox out there. Maybe we'll see, you know, some kind of new fun Kinect thing. Not expecting to see new consoles. However, of course, we are going to see something new from Nintendo. They actually showed it at last year's E3. This year, we're kind of expecting to see, a release date. We're probably going to see, hopefully, a price point.
For the Wii?
For the Wii U, which is a new console. It's all HD. And you actually hold... How do I explain this on the radio? You hold this thing that looks like an iPad, but it has, like, handles on it.
Yeah.
And it has...
Like a tray, sort of?
Kind of. It's kind of like if you took your iPad and, like, shoved it into a controller so you can hold on to the sides like a controller. Yay! I got a ding! Yes!
Hey, you're the one talking dirty. Not me. All right, so you're shoving what and holding what? I'm sorry.
You're shoving the iPad and holding the controller.
So no 360, no PlayStation 3, but Wii U is the big thing you expect?
Yeah, so we're definitely going to see the Wii U. They've made some changes since last year. They seem cosmetic. They've kind of changed the way the thumbsticks are oriented.
And the graphics,
I mean, you mentioned,
come on, Dave, come on.
You mentioned the PlayStation and the Xbox. The graphics on the HD graphics on the Wii U are supposed to be like up there with them now, right? I mean, it's supposed to look just as good, right?
So they say.
All right.
We haven't actually seen anything that would, you know, of like this is actual gameplay running in real time that, you know, is we can see with our own eyes versus something that they release. So I'm going to hold judgment. It's, you know, I believe them that it's going to be HD. It comes down to the fact that, you know, what games we're going to see for the system. We haven't really seen a ton of things for it. They have all these great ideas about what it can do. Like, you can, you know, take your game over here and play over there, and you can blah, blah, blah. And so we need to see it, because until then, I'm sitting here being like, so I think you can, like, move it over here, and then you can, like, shove pictures you can use it as, like, an RFID reader and, like, all this stuff. There's, like, so many things it can do, but I don't really understand what the gaming experience is going to be.
That's what we need, is people walking around their houses playing the games and falling downstairs and running into counters and stuff.
Oh, no, you know what? We're totally going to see that lawsuits.
Morgan, when you get home after a long day at G4, what's the game you play for pleasure?
You know what? No one's going to feel bad for me. There's so many games that come out, and I really do, to keep up with everything, need to play all of them. Mm-hmm. So I don't have necessarily that one game. Right now, yesterday, I can tell you that I played a lot of Diablo 3.
Right.
Ah. Any Diablo 3 fans in the house? No? No? Okay, no. That's cool. It's all good.
And please, for the benefit of the Morgan Webb fans, you do wear the outfit that you wore in Maxim when you play games at home. The little bustier with the panties and the striped socks.
Is the most comfortable way.
Yeah, that's the only way. That's the only way to play, right?
Bustiers are incredibly comfortable.
You do kind of get the sock lines on your calves, though. Sure.
I wear that same outfit when I play.
Let's try Andrew real quick. Got a couple more minutes with Morgan Webb, the host of X Play on G4 here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Andrew is on line three, and you have a question, sir. Go ahead.
Hi, morning, guys.
Hi.
Hi,
Lisa.
Hi there.
Go ahead.
What's your question?
Okay.
Why is this part hard for you? You've already got
all right,
Twitter
take
talking
it easy.
To us.
He was thinking about me.
He was.
Yeah.
What's your question?
Okay, Morgan, I was wondering what your opinion is on the Call of Duty Black Ops 2. I know I'm going to be a lot of, you know, get flamed for the Call of Duty kid, but I'm a huge Halo fan. And I was, like, wondering your opinion on how it's going to be exactly a week after the release of Halo 4. You know, like how...
Anyone following
you know,
this question?
Is.
Are you talking about
might be.
Call of Duty being released a week after?
Call of Duty Black Ops. Okay. That's exactly a week after Halo 4.
Okay.
There's a lot of new gameplay. You know, you got, like, horses. And, you know, it's all in the future, which we haven't seen from Treyarch. And
okay, hold on a second. Not so much more from you. Morgan, go ahead. Rescue us.
You know, Call of Duty Black Ops, I mean, sort of the Call of Duty franchise in general, it does aim at a specific gamer. Fortunately, that gamer that they aim at is, like, a lot of gamers because they sell...
Is me.
So, are you, you're a Call of Duty fan?
Yeah.
Yeah? Yeah. Do you like the Black Ops or Modern Warfare?
I like Modern Warfare better, but I'm looking forward to Black Ops, too.
And I see the fingers going. Yep. You are excited. Just get his thumbsticks going.
What do you think it's going to do after... Do you think it's going to have any effect that Halo comes out earlier?
You know what? I don't think so. I think the only thing that could maybe sink it is people having Call of Duty or having sort of franchise fatigue.
Yeah.
However, it was a smart move for them to actually put it into the future, so now people can justify, well, it's going to be a totally different experience because now it's in the future.
Oh, nice.
She did her own echo there. That was good.
I like that.
Sometimes you got to do your own sound effects. <what I'm saying. laughs>
Morgan, we only have time for one more phone call. Which one do you want of the ones that are left up on the board there?
Ooh, let's talk to Michael. This
Michael
is an
it
interesting
is.
Question.
He's on line 5, our final call from Morgan Webb, X-Play G4. Hi, you're on the air. Go.
Hi. Good morning, everyone.
Hi.
Hey.
I have two words for you, Morgan. Half-Life 3.
Is that two Can words?
You... I think three counts
I
as a
think...
word.
Well, half and life are, like, joined together by a hyphen.
Okay,
I got you.
That's so, an excellent point.
That's a good
excellent point.
I take it back.
Yeah, so, yeah, I kind of thought about that. But,
Half-Life 3.
Yes, Half-Life 3. I know they said they're probably not going to be at E3, but, I mean,
actually,
last year...
Michael, they didn't say they're probably not going to be at E3. They said they're definitely, totally not going to be at E3.
Really?
I know.
I just know.
Very disappointing. I mean, there were even the rumors of the console... You know, the Valve console, and, you know, those came from, like, a Twitter picture of a guy who said he was a tester, and he took a picture of it. Some dude took a picture of a, you know, a box and said that this is the Half-Life, the Valve console. So they have come out with their, like, statement saying that we're not going to be at E3, don't expect anything, don't get your panties in a bunch. And everybody proceeded, of course, to get their panties in a bunch because
right.
we all want that.
Yeah,
and we all
myself.
Get really excited. So I wish that I had better news for you. Because every gamer in the world wants that.
Your dreams will be crushed, Michael.
Exactly.
Yeah, so just crush them now, and then they won't be crushed later.
Thank you for the call, though. E3 2012 Live kicks off at noon today. Is that right, Morgan? You're going to be live on G4 starting at noon today.
Starting at noon today, 3 p.m. Eastern.
And then all day long, and then same
all
time.
All day long until about, I think, 9 o'clock tonight.
Yeah, it's a long day for you today. Yes. But then the live coverage every day, then Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. You're
Absolutely.
Going to be live on the channel as well from X-Play. Hey, say hi to all of our friends down there. Thank you so
I
much
will.
For coming in. Have fun this week. Survive.
Thank you. I'll try.
Thank you. By the way, Kevin Smith joining us on tomorrow's Kevin and Bean Show. John Lovitz will be here, too. Mark Paul Gosselaar and Brecklin Meyer later in the week. Kat Dealey from So You Think You Can Dance. Kathy Griffin. A lot of great guests. Ice-T joining us later in the week as well, by the
wow.
way.
I can't wait for that movie. That's a movie all about the beginning of rap music. That's where we got the phrase, love is love.
Yes.
Well, love
great.
Is love, man.
Love
Come
is
on.
Love, my man. Love is love.
TMZ.com, the entertainment website of record. We talk to Harvey or whoever's available to us every week. And this time, I believe it's our good friend Dax Holt. Hi, Dax. How are you, man?
I am the one available today.
Well, we appreciate it. We always enjoy catching up with you. It's been a while. How you been?
I've been good. And you guys?
Good. Thank you.
Doing fine. You guys are always busy in the newsroom keeping track of things like where the Octomom is. And I see that you have her on your calendar doing two shows tonight, July 11th through the 15th, at a place called Tease Lounge in West Palm Beach. What's going on there?
She is now going to be a stripper. So, you know, first she's doing that solo video, which has been widely publicized. And apparently it has released her inner self. And now she's going to be a stripper down there. It's only for a couple days in July, for like July 11th through 15th.
She's going to be a terrible stripper.
Yeah, I just don't don't understand the appeal behind Octomom.
Don't you think? I mean, don't you think she's just going to have attitude and be upset that
it's
she has to be there?
It's just curiosity.
I think it really is the curiosity factor behind it. And so people are going to, I mean, show up. She's going to have two shows for each night, and there's not going to be lap dances or anything like that. She's just going to hit the stage, do a topless dancing bit, and make a couple thousand bucks.
It's a nice photo that you have of her still pregnant, though, in the bikini.
I love how every photo we do on the website of Octomom is her with a big belly.
I mean, I think Lisa's right that for some segment of the population, it's going to be, oh, I just want to see somebody famous's boobs. But are some people just going to be, I want to see what her body looks like after giving birth to 14 children? I mean, is it a freak factor, too?
I think it's a little bit of everything. You know, she's famous. And so, honestly, any famous person can kind of really draw a crowd. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
You're going to get them on stage and you say, oh, this person was once on a spinoff of an MTV reality show. People will show up.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but
I guess you're right.
Lap dances where you make your money?
Yes.
Where you really make
Lisa
your cash?
Knows.
Lisa made all her cash.
She knows.
She worked her way through college. Come on, she's no dummy.
Girls got to get money for food during college.
Have they filmed the masturbation porno yet, Dex? Do you know?
Yes, they.
And
they definitely
when's that
have.
Coming out? So I can make sure to not use the internet that day.
That's coming out in the. I want to say any time now. Maybe like next month. But
okay.
I know that there's been a couple people in the office that have seen screen grabs from the video and saying it's not bad.
No, stop it.
It's
going to be bad.
It was dimly lit.
Sure.
And from very far away.
Sure.
But
okay.
They said it wasn't bad.
Come on.
All right. Let's turn our attention to this. This is a story that has caused national attention, and you have been covering it. And I think it's fascinating. This is Sean Puff Daddy P. Diddy Combs' son, Justin, who apparently is a pretty good football player and has received scholarship offers from multiple schools, has accepted one at UCLA. What's this controversy all about?
But it's not that he's very good football player. I mean, they offered him $54,000 worth of a full-ride scholarship to UCLA. Clearly, he said yes. He wanted to go there. And now everyone's given Diddy a hard time saying, you're worth millions of dollars. Why are you not paying for your kids' education and leaving the scholarship money for kids that don't come from a wealthy family? Which I think is a good argument. However, we've talked to a lot of kids that go to UCLA, some that are on scholarships, others that are not, and everyone's saying pretty much the same thing. He earned it.
Yeah,
he should be able
it.
To have a scholarship just like any other student that is in the same position.
Have you guys done a poll on this or taken calls on the TMZ Live show? Are you hearing from a lot of people who are upset by it?
Yeah, a lot. We did a whole segment on TMZ Live, and most people said Diddy should pay for the education. However, the kids are saying the opposite.
Well, isn't that interesting?
In school, yeah.
Yeah, because the scholarships are just to entice someone to go to the school. It really doesn't have much to do with what you can and cannot afford.
Yeah, that's true.
I agree. And
all right.
I got to think, being, you know, this kid, you're going, I worked really hard, because that's what a lot of people tell you. Work hard so you can get a full ride. And he did that. So why doesn't he not deserve it?
Right, exactly. I agree with you. I also understand where other people are coming from. Since he clearly could choose to go to that school and pay for it and still make the football team, there is somebody out there who won't get a scholarship because of that. I see both sides of that argument.
Yeah,
all right.
True.
Finally, in our remaining moments with Dax Holt from TMZ.com, one of the funniest stories you've ever put on the site, Hollywood Undead. Most people have never heard of the band, but tell us what they did that was unbelievable this weekend.
Well, this is ridiculous. So Hollywood Undead, apparently Aaron, the lead singer of the group, decided he wanted to quit the band a little while back, and now is claiming that the bandmates all have decided to jump him after a show and beat him up because he didn't want to be a part of the band anymore.
This happens all the time, where the lead singer goes, all right, I don't want to be a part of the band, I want to move on. But you don't see the band retaliating and beating him up really very often. Not enough for my money.
No, so he is claiming literally they all got together, was hiding outside a venue when he came out, and jumped him.
And this is a terrible group, right? They're horrible together. They're horrible individually, right? Like, nobody cares, except it's just so funny that this is how they handle their inner band squabble, right?
Yeah, they just beat him up. If we don't like his decision, and I'm like, I think maybe just because it's the lead singer and sometimes when your lead singer disappears, your band disappears.
Yes, yes,
but,
exactly.
They
just get another guy with another paper bag over his head and just nobody will even know the difference. All right, that is awesome. You can follow all of these stories and more at TMZ.com. Check your local listings for all the various TMZ television shows. And, of course, when in Hollywood, be sure to take your friends and family on the TMZ bus tour. Dax, great to talk to you, my friend. Thanks for coming
guys.
On. Johnny Depp on the MTV last night, Movie Awards, coming out playing with that band right there, Black Keys, playing guitar on Gold on the Ceiling, I think is the name of that song.
Yep. Right?
Russell Brand was yelling too much for me to hang with that show.
That's all he does. That's his
yelling going on.
That's his whole act,
I guess.
But at least they gave a lot of awards to Twilight and stuff, so that made it worth watching.
Yeah, makes it important.
Oh,
that's
wait a minute. No,
high
that's
quality
another
award
reason
show.
I passed. You know what else? You know what reason I passed?
There's a lot of that.
A lot of girls doing that.
Yeah, but they had the best dirtbag award. That's one of the awards that they gave this year.
Yeah, congratulations, Jennifer Aniston.
Time for the Showbiz Beat now. Here's Ralph.
She won for Horrible Bosses, Best Dirtbag.
And that's because they can't say douchebag? Is that why they call it a dirtbag?
Yes.
They can't say douchebag?
I don't think they do on MTV.
Best Party Rock Anthem. Went to LMFAO.
Yeah, I wonder who would win
surprise.
That.
Yeah.
Best insert name of song here. That's ridiculous.
Who won the Best I'm Sexy and I Know It award?
Congratulations to Best Kiss winners, Robert Pattinson and Kristen Stewart.
Come on with that.
What a shock.
For the Twilight Saga Breaking Dawn Part 1. Does that mean Breaking Dawn Part 2 will be nominated next year? For
probably.
Or the year after. Not sure how they work it.
It's fourth year in a row that R. Pat and Kay Stu have won the Best Kiss Award, by the way.
So they just retire it? Just make that obsolete? Just they win it forever.
They should just call it the R. Pat Kay Stu Award. Yeah, so there's your there's some of your recaps from your MTV Movie Awards last night. Lucky winners of the Golden Popcorn Bucket.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. While we're talking about movies, it is Monday morning, meaning we take a look at the top 10 movies at the box office this weekend. Snow White and the Huntsman. $52.3 million.
Is that a shock to anyone else but me?
I'm surprised it made that much.
That's a lot.
I think K-Stu has a bigger draw than we could possibly imagine because of the Twilight success of the Twilight franchise.
Really?
There's a lot of Twihards who just whatever she's in now, they will go to see.
But don't they look
I'm
at
I'm going to see it because of that next week.
Because of what?
Well, because a friend of mine and I went to see all the Twilights, and we're like, we have to continue the run. And even though the reviews for her specifically are bad, for the movie overall, they're pretty good.
Right, but don't you
but
look
yeah,
at Charlize
no,
Theron?
No, we just want to do it because it's funny.
Okay.
That's odd.
It's your funeral, lady.
Will people go see her in the Jack Kerouac movie that's coming out, though, Ralph?
I know. I think.
Will they follow her there?
No,
too?
I think in certain kinds of films, these sort of heroine in distress, action, drama, gothy kind of big budget films, that she has a built-in audience.
But right. Don't you think they look at Charlize Theron and they go, "Wow, that's what a woman looks like"?
No.
Huh. All right.
They look at Kristen Stewart and say, "Oh, it's Bella. Bella's in action again. Look, this time she has to fight crows that turn into." Shadows or whatever the F this movie's about.
Look, she's still emotionless. This
Look,
is
she's
awesome.
Still running through the woods and being chased by creatures. Let's go, Brenda! Feed the cats! Get in the Volvo!
Who's get her Brenda? Out through all of that is. I'm sure that's Lisa's friend.
Did you say Volvo because I'm driving?
Of course yes. I did. I rented Snow White and the...
Yes, you can't say that. That's a different
it's
movie.
It's a different movie. It was not as good. Men in Black 3 was number 2 at the box office, $29.3 million. The Avengers came in at number 3 with a little over $20 million. Finally, it's coming back to Earth, making just $20 million at the box office.
Most weekends is the number 1 movie of the week.
By the way, it just passed the $538 million mark on Friday, making it the third highest grossing film of all time.
All right.
Battleship was 4th, Dictator was 5th. Best Exotic Marigold Hotel was 6th. What to Expect When You're Expecting, Dark Shadows, Chernobyl Diaries, and For Greater Glory, rolling out the top 10. There you go. What's For Greater Glory? Anybody recognize
Never
that
heard of
title?
It. No idea.
Is it one of
it's
those Christian Holy Roller movies?
With doesn't exist. It's not a movie.
With Mike Seaver playing a firefighter or something?
Probably.
Thing?
I
Andy
actually...
Garcia.
Yeah. What?
Is it?
What?
Andy Garcia's in it.
Is he?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's good to see your face stuffed with food again there, Grandma.
He hasn't stopped
he's been chewing
eating.
For like the past 20 minutes. I told him over there, he's got the same amount of food stuffed into his
Next
cheeks.
Next 20 minutes, try all morning.
He's grazing.
Wow. He's trying to gain it all back in a day.
Can we just put him down or fire him or something?
Yes.
What do we
yes.
have to do?
I
don't understand it.
I'd like to say put him down. I'd like to vote on that.
I want to know if Ralph is saying, can we fire him? And I'm seconding that. Who's standing in the way of that happening?
I'm sure there's
That's
some...
a legitimate question.
I sort of am.
Why?
Why? I'm sorry.
This is like the Big Tad phenomenon all over again, where Kevin would insist that we kept that guy. It took us like 8 years to fire his fat ass.
Mark's a good guy.
He might be a swell guy. I'm not saying I wouldn't invite him to dinner. I'm just saying look at him and look how he works and what he does.
He drives me more crazy than you guys.
Then why would you want to keep him?
I don't.
Shouldn't there be a basic level of competence? Basic?
We're doing a job here. This is
barely.
I know. We get in our own way enough. Shouldn't we be surrounded by the best possible support staff we can find?
Well, you would think I would want that more than anyone. Yes.
I'm willing to take the first five calls and let the audience decide.
Scientific survey?
Yep.
Come on. No time. Maybe tomorrow.
And Richard Dawson passed away over the weekend. He, of course, a pop icon as the host of Family Feud for many years. Survey says! He would do that and if you're wrong, that's the noise you would hear.
Ding!
Show me dead!
He also did a parody of his own fame playing the host of the Running Man TV show with Arnold Schwarzenegger. Remember that movie with Schwarzenegger?
Barely.
He was the host of the show. Running Man was basically, the premise was they would let convicts go into this game, and if you won, if you survived, you won your freedom.
You get out.
And he was the host of it. It was kind of like the Hunger Games. In fact, it was exactly like the Hunger Games. Only not with teenage
not with kids.
Girls. It was big, buffy Austrian guys, basically. Today's celebrity birthdays, Scott Wolf from Party 5 and V celebrates his 44th birthday. Noah Wiley is 41. Russell Brand, who was the host of the MTV Movie Awards last night, is 37. Angelina Jolie, also 37. And model Bar Raffaelli is 27 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
So I got up this morning, and I thought, wow, we're going to have a good show today. I can't wait for Ken Marino to come in. I can't wait.
Yeah.
That's going to be great when Ken Marino comes in. That's going to be fantastic.
Show
looks great. Good to see him, yeah.
Show great. Looks good, and I'm thinking he's going to be in studio. How fun is that going to be? We're going to be able to talk to him for a half hour.
We're just going to laugh and yuck it up.
We're going to have a good time.
Oh, man.
What? Hello?
Oh, man.
Ken? How's the most unreliable man in show business, Ken Marino?
What? Huh?
Guilt trip.
Yeah. Your phone is cutting in and out. We can't understand you.
Can you hear me now?
There you go.
Yes, that's way better. That's way better.
Listen, first of all, let me profusely apologize. I feel like an idiot. Do you have a 4-second delay or 5-second, whatever the thing is that
we
you
do.
Have on radio?
We do.
Okay, because I tend to curse when I'm embarrassed and I feel terrible.
Okay.
So just be on alert.
I'll be ready.
And then I was looking so forward to coming here.
We know, we could tell.
Obviously,
no,
yeah.
Here's what happened.
That's why our producer called you and said, "Hey, how far are you?" And you said, "Was that today?"
I'm gonna tell you exactly what happened.
All right.
I went away this weekend to Austin to promote Children's Hospital and Burning Love.
Right.
Right. And I left my wife home with two kids.
Right.
Uh-huh. And so I got home last night. And I said, go out, have fun with your friends. I'll take care of everything. I'll wake up with the kids. I'll take them to school.
Nice. Then I'll go to the Kevin and Bean show.
No.
Which is my commitment.
I know. I screwed up. What do you want me to say? I feel terrible. And then I woke up. I thought I was being like the dad of the year. I was like, I'm making the kids food. I'm taking them to school. My wife's sleeping in. And then
you can't what? Say stuff like that.
He Wait
said
a second.
The delay is for the guest, not for the host.
He said he
Listen
was going
to
curse.
Me. I
okay,
will.
Now you stop it with the language, right? Both of you, right now. I'm putting a moratorium on any of the cursing.
We are running low on delay, so we do.
Okay.
Have to.
All right.
I feel terrible. What can I do? What can I do to make it up to you?
Here's the only thing you can do, Ken. First
I'll
of all,
do it. Whatever it is.
First of all.
Honestly, I will kill a man.
Can you kill beer mug?
First of all, apology accepted.
I don't know, he's a wily son of a gun.
Yes, he is. Don't even worry about apology accepted. Let me tell you, the main reason we were excited to have you on today is because Burning Love is awesome. Dude.
Thanks, man.
This let me tell people what it is, because we're trying to slowly get people to realize that some of the best programming in the world right now is on the internet. It's not on television. Like, we were talking to Chris Hardwick last week about his Nerdist channel, and Kevin Smith's got that new show that we love. Burning Love is on the Yahoo homepage, basically. They have a comedy channel. And I've been watching the 7 minutes comedy bit that they've been doing for a long time with a bunch of great people. And you've got this new thing called Burning Love that basically is a parody of The Bachelor. Which, by the way, I sense since your wife writes the show, you probably just sit there together and you can't believe that's real. Like, those people exist in real life, right?
That is essentially our date night. We sit down and we're like, okay, let's watch The Bachelor and The Bachelorette.
But who has the thought, when you're watching The Bachelor, who has the thought we should parody this? Because it seems unparodyable, if that's a word.
It's sort of a parody of itself. I don't know. I mean, we were watching it and she's just like, I have an idea for, an angle of kind of doing a... She wrote a sizzle reel, basically.
Right.
That was the first thing. She's like, Adam Scott and his wife Naomi and Eric and I all watched the show and we talked about it. And then they came over for one season's finale and they came all dressed up and they presented us with roses. And this whole, like, stupid thing. And, like, so she's like, I want to write something for you and Adam to do, and so she did, and then we shot that, and we shot that around, and then we wound up selling it and making a series out of it.
Well, it's hilarious. I mean, Kevin's right. How do you parody The Bachelor? But you figure out a way to make the girls even crazier and the guy who you play even dopier. And what an unbelievable cast. You got your friend Malin Ackerman there, of course, from Children's Hospital. You got Kristen Bell on the show. Beth Dover's on the show. I mean, so many great actors and actresses. Ken Jeong, Ben Stiller, Michael Ian Black.
Scott.
Yep. Adam Scott, and it's only, I mean, this is weird. How did you decide that the episodes were only going to be like 8 or 9 minutes, Ken?
Basically, what we did was Erica banged out a whole season. She just wrote a season, it was like a 120-page screenplay, essentially. And then we just broke it down into chapters, and it wound up being about... 8 to 10 minute episodes.
It's so perfect for my attention span.
Mine too.
As you know, I
can't think for more than 10 minutes because I forget things.
That's true.
And you play Mark Orlando. You are the Bachelor, basically. And on the I got through the first three episodes. And your first solo date was with Haley, who never wears pants the entire time she's on screen. She's walking around with her vagina blurred out.
She's very free with her vagina.
But oh my God, it's so funny. Kevin, do you have a clip or something we can play here for you?
Let me find the one of Haley. Give me 2 seconds. Here we go.
You can see this at yahoo.com. Burninglove.com is also the website.
All right, this is Ken.
Let me hand you the clip. I'm in studio.
Yeah, thank you. this is Ken and the host, and they're talking about Haley, the woman who never, ever wears underwear.
Haley's an amazing woman. Amazing. And I do think that there is a good chance that that she could be the one. You know?
Wow.
Yeah. You know, if not the one.
So she's the one?
She could be the one.
You said if not the one.
Right. She could be the one if not the one.
So when you say if not the one,
yeah,
what you're saying is she's the one. Bro.
I think we should just not talk about it anymore.
That's you with Michael Ian Black. It's so funny, Ken. The problem is going to be, how do we get people to start going to sites like this to start watching quality entertainment? Because it's out there.
Well, the first thing you do is you go to every show and you personally show up
It's a good start.
Ken's certainly doing everything he can.
Ken, we'll have you in another time.
No, I'm coming in now.
We won't have you in another time.
What's the code to get in?
It's 2222.
Good ad libbing, Kevin.
Good ad libbing.
We must have a lot of break-ins.
Yahoo.com. The show is hilarious, and it is called Burning Love. And you're welcome anytime, Ken. And seriously, tell your wife, fantastic job. She must be some sort of genius because this is hysterical stuff. You guys are doing a great job with this.
Oh, thank you so much, and I really appreciate you having me on. And again, I apologize.
No worries.
If you do need me to kill anybody, let me know.
All right, we will. Thank you.
Ralph Garman joins us. Another look at the Showbiz Beat here on a Monday. Kevin and Bean Show. What's the latest?
I just want to let everyone know they can relax. The gay
porn star Canadian cannibal has been captured in Germany.
What?
The gay porn star cannibal from Canada has been captured in Germany.
Okay.
This is a worldwide manhunt, Kevin. This guy's been on the loose for several days now.
What a surprise. He migrated to Germany.
This is the gay porn star who ate his lover's body, but did send some pieces of it to various political parties in Canada, including a severed foot and some other items. Then he took off, and they did find him in an internet cafe in Germany.
Where's the outrage there?
Where is the outrage?
Good question,
Max. Everyone just relax. Everyone can relax. The cannibal gay porn star has been captured, so we can all breathe easier.
I know, and you were careful to make the distinction last week that this is not zombie apocalypse time, but what the F with all these cannibal stories at one time, Ralph? Seriously. It's
people
get
hungry.
Now.
What are you going to do? People are peckish.
You're going to eat food.
People are peckish.
For human skin?
Peckish for peckers.
No.
Sometimes. Yeah. But at least the gay porn star had the decency to post a video of him sexually molesting the body as he ate it.
Oh.
So he's got that going for him. Of course, you have to work your way through his murdering kitten videos to get to it.
Wow.
But, now I'm outraged.
But
you
can get to it if you look.
Where's the outrage there?
See the guy who took his dead cat and made a helicopter out of it?
Oh, I did see that.
Stop.
Terrible.
It's the greatest thing ever.
No, it's not.
He didn't kill the cat. The cat was hit by a car. The cat was dead.
Wasn't his fault.
So right, he didn't kill the cat. He didn't murder the cat. But you take the cat, what are you going to do with a cat carcass? Well, what you do is you flatten it out and you put some rotors on the paws and you make yourself a cat helicopter.
Obviously.
The Orville copter is available. You can see that online.
Oh. Where's the outrage there?
That's a cat. Cat's looking right up at you. It's a remote control helicopter now.
He didn't kill it. He's just using it to continue.
That is just creative burial practices. What that is right there.
Good use of questions.
When I go,
there.
I would like someone to turn me into a helicopter.
Done.
Please put that in my will. All right. That's all your cat news for the morning. While we're talking about videos, however, it's good to know that, remember the story of Clint Eastwood's kid?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Francesca Eastwood, who destroyed that Hermes bag to make a statement about materialism and wastefulness, took a $100,000 crocodile skin bag and chainsawed it and caught it and set it on fire.
Yes.
And that she was getting death threats.
Yeah.
People hated her because of that video. It turns out it was a knockoff bag, like a $25 knockoff bag.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
They had a Hermes expert examine the footage.
Come on.
And she said there were telltale signs that the bag was a knockoff. It was not, in fact, a $100,000 Hermes bag. It was, in fact, a $25 knockoff. And everyone can just breathe easier that a helpless bag wasn't destroyed in the process. However, someone did take what was left of the bag and make a helicopter out of it.
Where's the outrage there?
It's Monday. Let's take a look at the top 10 movies at the box office. Snow White and the Huntsman came in at number one this weekend. Little over $52 million for Snow White and the Huntsman.
Why aren't you supporting your girlfriend Charlize in this project, Ralph?
I am. Why? I did not support her.
I'm did
not
you
saying
go?
Don't go see the movie. No,
did
I
you go?
I didn't go see any movie this weekend.
Okay, just saying. She's your girlfriend.
I put together a sandbox.
All right,
and a gazillion bubble maker in the backyard over the weekend. Those were my projects.
Should have taken 10 minutes. How long did it take?
The gazillion bubble maker is pretty easy. The the sandbox water table / sand table.
I'll get it.
Was considerably longer. Mm. Yeah, because you got to put the sand in.
Sure.
That's an hour and a half right there. Had to put the legs on. The tiny tykes.
Never saw your life going that way, did you?
Oh, I'm having fun.
Good.
Men in Black 3 was number 2 at the box office. Made $29.3 million. If I was going to see a movie, though, I think that's the one
I saw that one this weekend.
You did? What did you think?
It was... expectations play a huge role. So if you hear that it's not that great, you go into it knowing it's not that great, it's pretty good.
Okay.
But I want to see that Josh Brolin. I like that Josh Brolin. I like him.
He's good. Yeah. But if you expect it to be great, then it's just okay. So
Avengers was third this weekend, $20 million. Just passed the $538 million mark on Friday, making it the third highest grossing movie of all time. Battleship and The Dictator rounded out the top five. Then Best Exotic Marigold Hotel, What to Expect When You're Expecting, Dark Shadows, Chernobyl Diaries, and For Greater Glory, rounding out the top 10 at the box office this weekend. Hugh Hefner has gotten back together with his ex-fiancée, Crystal Harris. What the hell is he thinking?
What's going on here?
This is a woman who not only left him at the altar, but then went public with the fact that she didn't like having sex with him, and that he was an old man, and she was banging Dr. Phil's son for a while and wouldn't give him the ring back, and it was a custody battle over some dog that they owned.
About all that.
How do you explain all that away? Things.
Hey, sorry. You want to get back together?
They both tweeted over the weekend, oh, we're back together again.
What?
I'm his number one gal, and Hef said yes.
Whore.
He said it should become no surprise to anyone because considering that he spends a lot of the time staying close with his ex-girlfriends. To which I answered, fine, but don't let her live in the house.
Not when they stab you in the back like that.
Don't reward her for that kind of bad behavior.
You know what I'd do? I'd make a helicopter out of it. That's what I would do if I was Hugh Hefner.
He could.
And more people we can make helicopters out of. Catherine Justin, the 72-year-old actress who played the Snoopy neighbor Mrs. McCluskey on ABC's Desperate Housewives, passed away after a long battle with lung cancer. She was also, of course, Mrs. Landingham, Jed Bartlett, the president's trusted secretary on the West Wing.
Remember that episode where she died? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It was devastating.
So great. Crushing.
Also, a fond farewell to the host of Family Feud for many years, Richard Dawson, passed away this weekend. And also a fond farewell and an RIP to Lane Price of Sterling Cooper Draper.
La, 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 spoiler alert.
No, we haven't watched it yet.
Oh, really?
No.
Oh.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh. The Mad Men.
Mad Men?
Mad Men.
Yeah, that guy dies.
I've seen it, but I'm trying to save Lisa and maybe some others.
Lisa, that guy dies.
Yeah, if you love Mad Men, then you watched it last night.
I was at a show.
Oh, well.
That guy dies.
You can't stop your whole life. That's why you have TiVo and DirecTV recording stuff.
Yeah, for like BS stuff, but not for like good stuff like Mad Men. You got to watch that.
No,
you got to watch
don't.
That for real.
You know, except for you and your big mouth.
But, Ralph, there are people who get it on the cable, and it's not on until 10 p.m., and they can't stay up that late to watch it on Sunday nights.
Oh. I'm so sleepy. I stayed up last night and I watched it. I got up earlier than you people. So don't write me. I'll turn you into a helicopter.
24 hours. Come on.
Yeah, that could have used a spoiler.
Oh, for Christ's sake, get over it.
That could have used a spoiler alert on a show that aired less than 12 hours ago.
There's spoiler alerts. F spoilers. People just live your lives. Get on with it. It's a TV show. Everyone relax.
I'm with Lisa on this one.
Of course you are. You live in a bubble.
You'll still watch it and enjoy it.
Wow.
Take it easy, people.
Today's celebrity birthdays.
It's not one of my shows.
Scott Wolf, Party of Five, is 44 years old today. Noah Wiley, 41 years old today. Russell Brand turns 37. Angelina Jolie, also 37 years old today. And model Bar Raffaelli, 27 years old today. That's a good 27 right
there.
Yes,
it is.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. Tomorrow morning, all new Kevin and Bean show. We have Kevin Smith in studio.
What?
We have, is it BS to give to charity in the name of somebody instead of giving them a birthday gift?
When they don't ask you to do that?
Let me establish this already. Didn't we have this conversation?
So. We did, but this is for a three-year-old kid.
Oh, especially for a three-year-old kid is it BS.
Right.
You know why? Because they love toys.
Right.
They don't love charity.
Bean, in the case of the person that we're talking to, what was the charity?
Well, it was certainly something that the three-year-old little girl was going to enjoy as much as a toy, Ralph. Somebody donated in her name salt tablets to Africa.
I want to talk to this person. I want to talk to the person.
Well, we're going to talk.
I don't want to talk about the story. I want to talk to this person.
That gave the gift?
Yes.
All right, that'll take some work.
Well, whatever it takes.
We'll try and work it out.
I'll go to their house to have a conversation with them.
Hey, happy birthday, little girl.
I sent some salt tablets to Africa.
I'm
going to
take
name.
Some salt tablets and
Thank
stick
you.
Them in a place where right. you don't
Carol.
Need salt tablets.
Right. Colin Hanks, we're going to talk to you about the Los Angeles Kings. Which
Well, he's our correspondent for the Kings run to the Stanley Cup, right?
Game 3 tonight.
He must feel good.
Nothing, I understand
nothing,
he does,
nothing,
yes.
Nobody's got nothing for Colin Hanks?
He must feel good.
Oh, my goodness. That was crazy.
No, that's not it. Hold
he must
on.
Feel good.
Here it is.
I've never felt so good in my life. It feels so good. It feels so good to be alive.
Yes, he's very excited about the Kings.
Couldn't see that coming, huh?
You could have given me an hour. I wouldn't have got
it. Would have figured that out.
Not
huh?
a bit, no.
And you couldn't get enough of that drop on Friday. That's all you would play was that drop on Friday.
That was Friday.
Leave me alone. That was Friday. Comedian John Lovitz and Adam Carolla on tomorrow morning's Kevin.